Last Sunday, the 50th day after Easter, the Church celebrated the Feast of Pentecost. This feast dates back to the time of Moses and commemorates the children of Israel receiving the law at Mount Sinai. Some people consider Pentecost to be the birth of the Christian Church. However, all who are saved from sin and death are redeemed because of Christ Jesus. The faithful people in the Old Testament look to the fulfillment of the promise that the seed of the woman would crush the serpent's head. The faithful people in the New Testament saw firsthand the defeat of sin and death as Christ Jesus rose from the dead. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The message of salvation by grace through faith for the sake of Christ is for all people of all times and places. Whereas we are divided by language, customs, race, and nationalities, yet we are one in our Lord and Savior. There is one message of hope in this world. Christ Jesus died and rose again to pay the price of your sins and mine. This week we will look at the work of the Holy Spirit, who calls us to faith in Christ Jesus, who makes us holy in God's sight, and who continues to bring the truth of God's Word. May our Lord grant us hearts to hear his word and to trust in him. Amen.